Hello, friends. Stan Hootie, business editor with the Daily Gazette family of newspapers. Each week, I travel across upstate's New York capital region and meet interesting people talking about exciting things happening in their lives. I also have the pleasure of working with a host of talented writers who cover a variety of topics on a weekly basis. Some of those interactions begin as assignments, some as random meetings, but through these fortunate opportunities, I like to think that, in some small way, each time, they become friends.
Sidney Wordley is a Capital Region Thomas Edison Music Award winner, a talented singer, songwriter, and musician, and I am lucky enough to truly call her a friend of the podcast. She is making a triumphant return to Schenectady this Saturday after performing at Freedom Park in the summer heat of 2024, taking the stage to open up this year's Summer Night on State Street, and now she will own the stage, highlighting the 56th annual Schenectady County Holiday Parade Block Party at 3 p.m. I caught up with Sidney on the eve of the holiday parade to talk about her travels, her set list for the block party, what she is working on, along with a few laughs about the holiday and how much she looks forward to the Schenectady County Holiday Parade. Here's my friend, Sidney Wordley.
Hey.
Hello, Sidney. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Very good. Thanks for calling. We are,
of course.
I put up, we're one sleep away from the holiday parade.
Which is crazy. It came up so fast.
So, I'm excited.
Me too.
Family's excited.
Oh, good.
And I just wanted to check in with you because you continue to make the rounds on the stages, like in Schenectady, because we talked about first being on the Freedom Park stage.
Yep.
And then you were on State Street for Summer Night, kind of opening things up on that stage.
Yep.
Tomorrow you get to own it.
I know, which is crazy. Who let me do that? That's nuts.
What's it going to be like, you know, you've done the shows. I mean, we'll talk about Cafe Lena, which was absolutely wonderful, but like when you own it, you're not opening or anything like that. You are truly headlining and you're it. All eyes are on you for like the first 2 hours tomorrow.
Yeah. Which is nuts. But it takes off a lot of the pressure of, like, I feel like as an opener, I try to, like, adapt my sound to whatever the headliner is, you know? Like, try to, because I feel like we like to branch out in a bunch of, like, different genres, and we can sound, like, Cafe Lena was, like, stripped down acoustic and very folksy, but, I mean, we got to rock it, like, only a few weeks before at Summer Night, you know? So, it's, I feel like we have the ability to be very versatile, but with this, it's just like we're putting all of our cards down on the table and we're like, hope you like it, you know, like that sort of thing, which is daunting but I'm so confident and I'm so happy with the rehearsals that we've had, and I'm just so excited to play. Like, I'm just so happy.
And that's what I was going to ask you about is, like you said, you had some ideas. You had the new album coming out for Summer Night. So you mixed things up. When I first met you at Freedom Park, it was a straight Taylor Swift sing-along, because that's what it was at that point in time, 2 years ago, 2+ years ago.
Yep.
Tomorrow, you're kicking off the 56th annual Schenectady County Holiday Parade. So is that a mix of the old, the new, the holiday? What can we hopefully hear? Because I do have one request from Mrs. Claus.
Oh gosh, that's a lot of pressure for Mrs. Claus. More important, I would say, than Mr. Claus, honestly. No, that's controversial, but, you know.
Women are united in this.
Yes, yes. She's the one that's holding down the fort, you know. I think that you could expect everything that you've heard from me in the past. We're kind of combining all of it. This feels like a greatest hits sort of show. We're doing the majority of like our upbeat originals. We're not doing anything too slow because we want, but the songs that we are doing that are a little slow, it's more of like appreciate the time of year where like you get to be with people that you love, more like sentimental sort of slow rather than sad slow. We're doing some of my favorite covers, like 80s rock, 90s rock. There is some Taylor Swift because I can't resist, you know me. And yeah, there's some holiday tunes in there too, which I don't think I've ever done holiday tunes with my band, so this will be our first.
Okay. So could this success on Schenectady Holiday Parade lead into a Sydney Wordley holiday album in 2026? Can I put that on my wish list?
Honestly, if you tell me to do it, I'll do it. I just need the green light. I'll do it for sure. I have to be super honest, and I've been very open about this. I'm not a huge Christmas song fan. There's nothing against them. It's just nothing that like I think I get sick of like hearing the same songs over and over again. But last year I did write an original like holiday song. So who knows? Maybe that'll be out next year. But I do need some input on like which song people want to hear. So if you could like keep an ear out for me, that would be great.
We may have to do some. We might do some live polling tomorrow.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Because we will be at. Shannon has announced that we are at the first stage.
Very nice.
We are not at the second stage. We are at the first because we see the floats first.
That's amazing.
So we are now. She's officially been named, and Kathy Gotta bought in, and we're now referred to as the first stage, and you're at the Proctor stage.
Yay, that's so exciting. Look at us go. We've come so far since July.
We got invited. We did this last year and we got invited back, so that was the big surprise.
How is that a surprise? Of course you guys got invited back.
I was like, I mean, we work pretty cheap, so I think that helps
people
a
like
lot
cheap.
Yeah. That helps a lot, but we're pouring a lot into this one. So the song request and from Mrs. Claus, so for yep. Mrs. Claus and the elves, mind you, so there's pressure on this request.
Gosh. Okay. Are the reindeer involved or like, was this a unanimous vote?
We let the reindeer are grazing this year.
Gotcha. Okay.
So Mrs. Claus and the two elves, the request is The Fate of Ophelia because they have been practicing the dance incessantly.
Oh my gosh.
So she didn't know if that was gonna be in the lineup. And then we had to work out the timing of it for her availability with the elves.
Because
they have to be down at Schenectady at 5. They're gonna miss the tree lighting. So it was Fate of Ophelia because they have the dance down. Last year when she arrived, the dance party was like just like kind of kicking off really, like towards that 4:30, 4:45.
Yeah.
So now Mrs. Claus and the elves will be there at least by 3, if not earlier.
Gotcha.
So they're
okay.
Very excited. They know all about you. They've listened. The huge Swifties, the whole gang.
Oh my gosh.
So they're going to be over the moon with you and just the whole event. So Fate of Ophelia was their ask. So I didn't know if that was a possibility in the lineup because I know you've been rehearsing.
We do have a very solid line, like set list already with like transitions and everything like that.
Okay.
I'll ask the bands. Maybe we can figure it out during sound check because I have a feeling it won't be too difficult. It's pretty straightforward of a song, but I'll ask, will I be like sacrificed to the elves if.
No, they understand.
I don't do it. Okay.
They understand, you know, they have their plans, they have their lineup, and then you have yours. So, I mean, this is a professional show. So, like, it's not like open night karaoke, yellow song, and then piano guys will play it. So, all right. So that was the top request.
Okay.
You talked about the holiday songs.
Yes.
So the second request comes from Newsy.
Okay.
Newsy is hoping Christmas Tree Farm from Taylor Swift, the standard.
I didn't even think about adding that one.
See,
I feel like such a fake fan. I didn't even think about adding that one. That's such a good call. I went with like the classic Christmas songs. Like we went with the classics.
Okay.
So I'll give you a little hint. My favorite that we're doing, my favorite like Christmas song of all time, and I honestly think that you could listen to it year round, is Last Christmas by Wham.
Oh, Lord. Okay, so we're going to lose out on that.
Why?
So I don't know if you knew this, but there's actually a contest that people go through.
how long can they go through the holiday season without hearing the Wham song?
That's
like
bummer.
A thing. Because so many people think it ruins their Christmas. And I'm like, I think it's a rite of passage. I'm like, if I don't hear it daily in the car, I've had a bad day.
Yeah, no, it's a classic 80s Christmas song. What else would you ever want? You know, George Michael serenading you about his heartbreak during Christmas. I don't know what's better. So I'm going to be ruining it for everybody before the tree even gets lit. So,
okay.
Yeah, just so everybody's aware. Maybe don't make them aware. It'll be like, oh, damn it. You know, like that sort of thing.
Like I said, if you've got Wham, you've got Christmas Tree Farm, you've got your original, you're knocking down three for next year's holiday release.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And we got a few more. We got a couple more Christmas songs that I'm very excited about.
Okay. So I'm throwing these out for the album. They don't have to be, they may not be played tomorrow. We won't give the whole holiday lineup out, but just listening to you, I'm like, I've got to believe that on a Sidney Worley holiday album, I think Santa Baby's got to be on there.
On the holiday album?
On the holiday album. I think.
Yes, on the holiday album, absolutely.
I think that would have to come out. And I'm
honestly, we're just copying Taylor's holiday album from 2006? Okay. I think that these are all the songs that she did. I think that we just do Sidney's version.
Okay.
You know?
That's make it your own, you know? what are the holidays like for you, and how booked are you, this time of year? Because it's not like a touring time of year. You know, you're indoors for the most part, except for the very high, well lit, heated, walled stage that the first stage does not have. Everything we do not have.
Is it heated? I didn't know any of this.
There are walls, and then there's usually those big propane lamp type of things. Last year we had no walls. We had one of those propane things, and all the heat went down South Ferry Street away from us.
Very nice.
The wind blew through us and went down. So we heated most of the stockade with our heater.
That's very generous of you guys,
and
honestly.
So this year they moved us down to the new lily pad.
So very nice.
We're in that area, we've been told. We'll know as you're doing sound check, we will find out where stage one is.
I had no idea that it was going to be heated. I prepared wearing thermal stuff underneath all my outfits. Julia's going in a onesie and planning to be, we might overheat. This is going to be the Scotia Freedom Park. We're going to it's going to be that hot apparently on stage. We're joking that this is the exact opposite. We never had to play outside in the winter, but now it's going to be just as hot. The holidays are actually I feel this time of year people don't expect it to ramp up, and a lot of bars and venues don't really expect to have music, but then they're like, wait a second, why not? Why wouldn't we have music? You know, why wouldn't we want to get people together in that way? And I think that it's really cool to spend time with people that you might not regularly see, especially I don't saying the word fans, but audience, people that I've just met throughout my time as a musician, being able to see them at the end of the year and just kind of share that gratitude of look at what we've done this year. This is crazy. And especially with my bands, this is our last show of the year. And so I'm just thrilled to be sharing a stage with them and how far we've come, from the Eddies and from Summer Night and Cafe Lena and this. It's been a really awesome year, and so I'm gonna be quite emotional tomorrow for sure. I'm a quite emotional person in general, but I think that this one's gonna really knock it out of the park for me. And especially with the tree lighting, I don't know, Christmas makes me emotional, so I'm very excited about it.
And I know from everything, from being there last year and then talking to a lot of different people and things like that, last year was my first exposure to the Schenectady County Holiday Parade. Mm-hmm. And so it's like Summer Night. It's that slow, fast build. 3 o'clock, you're like, oh, okay, I guess we're doing this thing. And then by 3:45, it really starts. And then forget it by 4:30.
That's amazing. That's incredible.
It's like you need the diamond formation of the Secret Service to get out to your vehicle. I'm sure you've got.
We've got like VIP parking. Yeah.
What's that like for, when you see it build? Because like I said, it was like summer night. Like it started early. You were on, you know, you were down State Street from the main, but you physically on stage, you see the build. So does that change you? You guys feed off that and start building?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I was talking to Jason yesterday, like he's been coordinating all of this. He was like, make sure that you like backlog your set, like make sure that you have like all, I'm like, we do that anyway. I just always go in expecting that people aren't planning on listening to music when they first get there. No matter how much you advertise it, people are always like, oh, wow, there's a stage here, you know, like that sort of thing, which is so fun for me to watch people like get like a surprise present, you know, like that sort of thing of like, so it was kind of like that last year where we saw it fill out. Like when we first started between soundcheck and when we started, I was like, oh, it's not that much different. But then you saw people walking, like I could see all the way down the street because it was broad daylight. You could see people just start like walking down towards you. And then we couldn't get anywhere once we got off stage. I was trying to go to the, do the interview with you afterwards. And I was like having to like elbow people. I won't elbow people this time. I swear that was not a good look for me, especially around Mrs. Claus. I won't do that. But I think that it's a really cool feeling to like see people like, notice and see people like start to pay attention and get excited themselves, you know, because I think that a lot of people, when they go to an event like this, they don't really know what to expect, even if they went last year. They're kind of like, okay, what's different this year? And then when they see what's going on, and it's kind of like we're inviting them in, which is just such a cool feeling.
And how much I watched Cafe Lena. I was there.
Oh, thank you.
I was there.
Yay.
We can joke around about milk and cookies.
Our little inside joke with the people at Cafe Lena.
Cafe Lena and those who watch from afar.
Yes.
How it was a great show.
Thank you so much.
And
thank you.
Everybody looked like they had so much fun, and it sounded so good.
Thank you.
In that intimate setting and things like that. So, I mean, how big of a year has this been for Sydney Wardley?
I honestly haven't taken the chance to like stop and think about it until actually this conversation, I'll be like thinking about it tomorrow as well. Like, just like I keep wanting to top what I did last year and the years before that in different ways. And maybe it's doing the same event, but just like me wanting to outdo myself. But headlining Cafe Lena is such a big deal. And I usually don't let myself like revel in it until after the fact, like maybe even like months or like a year after the fact. But on stage, I don't know if you saw, I was like crying on stage because it was like I just like couldn't believe that people showed up, you know. Any local artist knows that getting people to show up to a show that you have to like pay to get in is like pulling teeth, and rightfully so. People have their own plans, people have whatever they want to do, and the world doesn't revolve around me, and it shouldn't. But for that night, it just felt like my people showed up for me. My band showed up for me, and they just did their absolute best. And so, and then like summer night coming right before that, it's such like completely different shows, but the same feeling of just feeling like almost like an I made it moment, you know? And I'm looking forward to having that again tomorrow and hopefully many more next year.
All right. So I will once again reveal my Christmas wish,
yes,
what we've made very public on the Stan and Shen Show podcast, mm-hmm, for Belmont 2026. This is the last one.
Yep. Yes.
The place is actually built. It actually got built, which is amazing. Down Belmont Park did get built, and they will be racing next year. So that we have, this is the guaranteed last Belmont. And I'm like, I say we go all local. So publicly, Shannon and I have announced that we want an all local lineup. We want three acts. We don't want two.
Okay.
We want in no particular order for the first two, because the last one we got to probably pay money for. a lot of money. So between yourself and and Sawyer Fredericks, we want that to be the two. And then naturally, we're having you close out with a, with, you know, together.
Yes.
So that's, so you are co-opening headliners, is how I envision it. And then we're going to close out Belmont on Broadway, and we're going to fly in Dirty Honey.
Oh, my gosh.
Whose lead singer is Mark LaBelle from Clifton Park. Yes. His dad, Gary, I work with at the Daily Gazette. And once again, I have the claim to fame of Mark LaBelle's first ever interview as a Pee Wee hockey player at Clifton Park Arena. And now he's playing out overseas everywhere. Sold out shows, stadium shows, opening for Guns N' Roses at SPAC. And so that's my holiday wish, is that we get an all local Belmont. And
I can't tell you how happy my dad would be about that. I don't know if I've ever told you this, but my dad used to race horses. That was like his, he went to school for it. That's his passion. So our passions colliding for a day like that would be so special between us. So whenever you want me, I'll be there. Be there with Sawyer and with Dirty Honey, that'll be freaking amazing.
So Gary's got to do the work on Dirty Honey, because there's a lot of guys and a lot of gear.
Yes.
So it's I don't know what the budget is for it. They don't want to tell us that.
Yeah.
But I know we can. I think we should make it a local finale and things like that. If it doesn't happen.
Yes.
There is a conversation about continuing the tradition of doing a Broadway show every track season.
Oh.
So one way or the other, before I retire, who knows how long from now, I told him when I first started, I told him I'd give him 15 years. And after that, they had to talk to Rita. So we got 10 years left for this to happen. So minimum.
Okay.
I think we need to have this happen. I think we need to have Sydney and Sawyer, and I mean, on Broadway for kickoff Saratoga, whether it's the last week of July type of thing. Mm-hmm. You know, I think we need to have that happen. And, you know, what's better than Christmas in July, where Sydney plays her original holiday song on Broadway in July, right? And
yep,
then what's the whistle for that? That award-winning holiday album, and then and then Sawyer's always working on stuff, and I know Sundays are his big day, so he likes to release new stuff. So I'm gonna get you out of here with you know what's coming, the last question, the tough question. What's next?
Oh, that is such a tough question. I actually do have some things that are next. So I'll be racing out of the parade to go to a show up in Hudson. So if anybody wants to be traveling with me up the Hudson, I have a show at Park Theater Hudson. I'll be opening for Frankie White. I have a few local shows, some like bar shows and stuff like that. They're all on my website. But like the big one, I'm opening for Elise Trow at Empire Live. That's February 20th. So that's going to be a full band. We're going full pop. We're not making ourselves small at all. So we're going all out for that one, and I'm super excited. So I'll be there with I'll be at the parade with tickets and stuff like that. People want to come and chat. I'm really excited to kick off the new year like that.
Okay. So I will be zipping by, I believe with Newsy during sound check. So we're not hard to spot.
Okay, sounds
and
good.
Then I think, I'm pretty sure, I think the whole gang will be in tow.
Perfect.
Depends on how long sound check goes. But I know you go on at 3 anyhow, so your sound check's not going to take forever. So we may not see you for sound check. But we're gonna definitely see you for the kickoff. And Mrs. Claus and the gang and Head Elf will be there. And then myself with Newsy and Shannon. And so, the media will be there for you once again. And obviously...
Yay.
The streaming with WTN and also on the Daily Gazette Facebook page. Our Facebook page will kick off at 5 and WTN is going to be there throughout. And we're going to do a live just as you're getting underway there. We're doing one at 3 and one at 4. So we're going to make sure you're in the background again.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you, Stan.
I just, this is one of those things that, you know, when I saw your name come across from Kathy, I was like so tickled. I was like, I immediately texted her and I'm like, again, yes, the right call. And
well, I fully thank you for this because you put it into people's brains. You did. You absolutely did. This is, I owe all of this to you. You're completely credited for this happening. So thank you so much. And thank you for vouching for me and continuing to fight for me. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. And then, so maybe Fate of Ophelia, I'm going to soften the blow. I'm going to tell them the lineup's already made. So there's no, it's no guarantees, but they appreciate, yeah. But you appreciated the thought and you're like, ooh, so.
And if
knows?
They want to do like a dance between a sound check, I'll do a video with them or something like that. Cause I love Fate of Ophelia and I know the dance as well. So
okay.
If we want to do something like that, I'm completely down for
all right,
that.
I will send that message out. I will get that reindeer delivered.
Okay, perfect.
And
sounds good.
And we'll know, and I'll send you a text.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. I'll see you tomorrow.
You got it. Thank you, Sydney.
All right, bye-bye. Thank you.
Thank you for listening, and thanks to all of my friends, old and new, who have made this possible.
Kayla Eck, owner and director of the Nightmare Market and the Nightmare Expo.
Shenandoah Breer, the promotions coordinator for the Downtown Schenectady Improvement Corp.
Rita Garrett Hootie, a.k.a. Mrs. Stan or Stan's wife.
Mrs. Claus in the Schenectady County Holiday Parade.
Until next time, be well.